Marine Highway officials earlier said a partially open car deck could save construction and operational costs. But project engineer Will Nickum says it's not the best option.
The general recommendation we have is that it should be closed, that would be the better approach long term.
He said a closed deck would boost the passenger comfort level and protect equipment, but it would increase construction costs by 1.5%. Nickum of Seattle's Elliott Bay Design Group spoke at this month's Marine Transportation Advisory Board meeting. Plans call for two ships sailing between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. They're the latest approach to what's called the Alaska-class ferry. Nickum says the shuttle's target length is now 280 feet. That's 20% longer than the small ferry Leconte.
Comfort needs to be better than the Leconte-class vessels and approach that of the Thaku. So that is a serious requirement, and we have to look at length to make sure we can meet that particular thing, among other things.
Comfort refers to the ride, especially in high winds and seas. Designers continue to work with some earlier assumptions. The ferries will not have staterooms or crew cabins, food service will be limited, and the ships will be easily maneuverable for quick loading and unloading. But there will be a few amenities.
We think this makes sense to have a family and children space, and I might put that as that be the noisy space. And then we have a workspace, quiet room, and that would be the library space. We also have the traditional forward observation lounge.
And that space may be on a level above the main passenger deck. Nickum said the shuttles will also have a small theater, similar to some other ferries. A draft report on vessel plans will be out for public review June 13th. Marine Transportation Advisory Board member Kathy Romick of Juneau expects some battles.
You have a handful of people in a couple of communities that are just going to give you negativity because they don't like it and they don't want it. I hope that public process is very swift and you guys can move on with the job.
Advisory board members also asked about a proposed bow door system, and some worried whether the ships would be compatible with ramps and docks outside Lynn Canal. Former board chairman Dave Kinzinger of Petersburg urged designers to consider more than construction.
I think the most important thing that you do on whatever vessel you build is you make for sure it's as cheap as possible to operate. We did an exercise quite a few years ago, and if you look at the life cycle costs of one crew member on a boat, it's astounding.
Officials are working on the assumption that the first vessel will be completed by mid-2016. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.